on. The State Department's Mark Toner says it would be unwise for demonstrators to turn.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Now, I tell you, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Now, Jerry Sandusky, he admits to showering with young boys. He says, yes, I've showered with young boys and I've horsed around with them, but I'm not a pedophile. Is he serious? Is he serious? Oh, my gosh. What if somebody decides to sit next to him in jail saying, you know, I like to shower with young boys? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but it's not going to be good, and he doesn't deserve any better than that. Crazy. What's he thinking? You know, a lot of news today that just kind of makes me scratch my head, wondering what are people thinking. Apparently, Target employees now are protesting having to work on Black Friday and come in early, but we're talking early. I want to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about, looks like the Supreme Court is going to start hearing the challenges to the health care law. I don't think there's been a change in the date. I thought it was going to be the spring, and then hopefully they'd have an answer by June, but I just want to kind of refresh everybody on the four aspects of the health care law they're going to be looking at. There's also been some tampon recalls, so I want to tell you guys that before your next bathroom break. And there has been some hearing issues. Apparently, one in five people lose their hearing. Huh? What did you say, Dr. Dahlia? Huh? Yeah, funny. One in five people lose their hearing, and actually at a much faster rate than we thought. So I got to talk to you guys about how to protect your hearing. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about today on our sassy and stimulating medical talk show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Love listening to y'all. We got Kyle. Love listening to y'all. I love listening to myself, and I love the fact that you listen to me. Thank you. We got Kyle working the dials. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen right now. And I can't wait to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at Dr. Dahlia and visit us on our website at drdahlia.com and Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. All right, so what's going on here with Target employees? Well, right now, looks like Anthony Hardwick, all right, says he resents working at Target Corporation on Thanksgiving. And why? Why does he resent? What's going on here? He's garnered more than 37,000 signatures on a protest because Target is going to open at midnight or earlier on Thanksgiving because of Black Friday. Right now, he's 29 years old. He's a parking attendant. He doesn't want to come in early. He wants to enjoy Thanksgiving. He doesn't want to have to go to bed early to show up at work at midnight. Well, boo hoo. All right, you're talking to somebody. I have never gotten Thanksgiving off. I never had Christmas off when I worked in the hospital. I mean, holidays didn't exist. All right, I'd spend, you know, another day as Thanksgiving. Okay, I understand it. Family is nice. Family's coming in, et cetera. But aren't we in a recession here? Okay, you have a job. You know how many people would kill for your job? And can I, though, say something about Black Friday? Black Friday is such a hoax. All right, I cannot believe people died. What the one security guard died a few years back at Walmart because he got trampled Black Friday. This is what I want every one of you to do. I want every one of you to go to the store this week, right, and write down some of the prices. I don't know if you could get caught. I don't know if you're allowed to, or take a mental note of some of the prices. And then come back on Friday and see what the prices are. I'm going to bet you anything they're higher. It happened to me. My son, I can't name the store, but I'm so mad at them. My son wanted a Spider-Man bike years ago. And I knew the one he wanted, and it was up there on the rack. And so I decided to go before Black Friday because I thought the prices would go up on Black Friday. So I come in on a Wednesday. And, you know, I tell the gentleman to bring it down for me because I like to buy it. He said, why are you buying it now? Come in on Black Friday. I go, because it's probably going to be bought by then and the prices are going to be higher. He said, the prices will not be higher. Come in at 6 a.m. Trust me, it's going to be there. All right, well, he wouldn't bring it down for me, so I had to. I left like an idiot. So I come back on Black Friday, 6 a.m. It was gone, and all the remaining bikes were $20 more. Now, again, I can't name the store, but I doubt it's the only department store where this happens. And I'm frustrated. I am so frustrated that people are you know, running each other over and stampeding and going into a frenzy when the prices are actually higher. I do all my Christmas shopping before Thanksgiving. I do. Or I do it after Christmas for the after Christmas sales. Now, the after Christmas sales, those are real. Those are real. After New Year's sales, those are really real because nobody goes shopping in January. Everybody takes things back. But it looks like Toys R Us is also going to give into the frenzy. They're going to open up 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving evening. So people can go shopping. This is going to be nationwide, it looks like. People are going to be able to go shopping after Thanksgiving dinner at Toys R Us. I mean, here's the thing, all right? Go for it. This is a horrible recession. If you guys are hiring a lot of people, if you've done holiday hiring, then God bless you. Fine. Open the store earlier. Give people jobs. That's great. All right? Thank you. It kind of blows my mind, though, that you have these Target employees complaining. And I mean, aren't they thankful they have a job? Are people already forgetting what happened a couple years ago? You know, it amazes me. Maybe I've been wrong about everything I've been saying about the economy. I thought that the average person, psychologically speaking, was shell-shocked. And they were so scared to death of getting laid off that they have an identity crisis. They have a nesting crisis. They don't feel like they're going to be in a job long enough. They don't want to spend money because they don't know, you know, how long their money's going to last. Maybe I'm wrong. You have 37,000 people already at Target complaining about having to come in early on Thanksgiving or having to do a graveyard shift. Really? Really? Have you guys already forgotten? You work when you can. You save it up. It's kind of like the 7 good years and the 7 bad years in the Bible. For those of you that read the Bible and know it a little bit better than I do. Yeah, be smart, people. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's probably 370,000 people that would love to take your job and come in at midnight on Thanksgiving. Nobody remembers. No, I don't understand it. I don't understand. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to hear from you. What should the Supreme Court do with the Affordable Health Care Act? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, this is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so in the news today, Florida, now we're talking the whole state of Florida, wants a waiver in the healthcare law. Right. They said the issue is requiring insurance companies to spend at least 80% of the premiums on medical costs. Remember, that's been a real big issue with our whole healthcare system. Insurance companies are charging an arm and a leg, right? You as the patient are paying them $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month for your family, if that. Yet the insurance company is not paying the doctor that much. They're cutting the hospital. They're cutting the pharmaceutical companies. So Washington said, all right, show us the money. show us your profits. So you have to spend at least 80% of the premiums on medical costs. Now, I know a lot of people who were proponents of the bill said, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. But I was going to go, wait a second. Okay, that's nice. That's nice, all right? But can we let this ripple, right, fall through? Can we let this ripple go its way before we start throwing other things into the pond, i.e. pre-existing conditions, i.e. insurance caps, etc.? All right, because now Florida is noticing that insurance companies want to leave. They want to leave, and they are already having an access crisis. So right now, the state wants the Obama administration to waive the spending requirement for Florida insurers, a move that critics would say would roll back a crucial consumer protection of the health reform law. Well, of course, that was one of the law's main, main points. This was one of the things that many people could agree upon. Because remember, insurance companies were made out to be the bad guy. All right. Now, of course, doctors were on board with this. The AMA was on board with this. I mean, you tell a doctor, how do you feel about an insurance company finally, showing where they spend their money. Doctors were happy with it. Now, many doctors weren't happy with the bill itself, but this was one aspect of the bill many of us could agree upon. All right. But then again, nobody looked at the practicality of everything. Nobody looked at the practicality. Now, apparently in Florida, they say 1 in 5 people are uninsured. We're talking 20% of the state, they say. And they say the waiver is essential to keep insurers from packing up and moving their business out of state. Now, okay, I mean, y'all know how I feel. Maybe that's exactly what the government wants. If all the insurers leave, then they get to come in with a public option. So I doubt the Obama administration is going to give any leniency or clemency to Florida. I sincerely doubt it. But right now, Governor Rick Scott has refused to accept nearly all federal funds from the Obama administration regarding this. It is leading the 26-state lawsuit challenging the law. Now, this is where the Supreme Court is going to be coming in. All right? The Supreme Court is going to be coming in, and they're going to be looking at a few things. I know the big issue that we keep talking about on the show is the constitutionality, of Congress having the power to mandate Americans buy health insurance or pay the penalty. Right? And I've talked about how asinine I think that is. All right? Number one is health insurance keeps going up. So you're telling the average American, all right, you need to buy insurance, you're going to pay the penalty. And most Americans already have it in their heads, we'll just pay the penalty. We'll just pay the fine. So great, great. America gets to tax everybody. Yeehaw. Wasn't the point, though, to insure everybody? Right now we have 48 million Americans out of insurance. Wasn't that the point? Right? But if the penalty is cheaper than buying the health insurance, where are we? All right. Then the Supreme Court is going to be looking at if the requirement to buy insurance is unconstitutional, is the whole law unconstitutional, or are other parts of the law salvageable? All right. Now, my prediction is what's going to happen is they're probably going to say, well, no, Congress doesn't have the power to mandate it, but you can still let everything else in the law go as through and unscathed. So that I'm going to have a problem with that. But that's my prediction. All right. And then number three, Congress is kind of coercing the states to expand Medicaid. All right. In order to get more people insured, they're going to be expanding Medicaid to cover more uninsured. Okay, that's fine. The only thing is these states are already going bankrupt. I mean, states are right now, California, these states are right now, scavenging around to find taxpaying dollars, and the government has threatened to withhold funding from states that refuse to expand Medicaid. All right, is that legal? Okay. And then, of course, the fourth issue that's kind of been tossing around and going back and forth is if the penalty for not buying health insurance doesn't really go into effect until income taxes are due in 2015, are legal arguments currently brought up premature? All right. Now, of course, the Obama administration would love arguments being put off because in case President Obama gets to appoint a new Supreme Court justice, right now there's a chance that it would lean in favor towards the conservatives. So it's going to be very interesting. And right now they're planning on listening to arguments in March and hoping to have the ruling by June, right before election time. All right. I think it's going to be probably a little later. You know, I mean, usually these things, they always take longer. Right, they lag on. I mean, that's why I'm not a lawyer. I'm a doctor. Right? I want things to go quickly. Okay, let me cut. Let me deliver the baby. Let me sew the person up. No, but then you have to sit here and then you have to hear arguments and then they have to read and they have to go back and forth. And I've told y'all, don't sit there and twiddle your thumbs. Don't be twiddling your thumbs. In the meantime, start making plans. right? Whether it's moving out of the country, whether it's, you know, putting money under your pillow, because with the way healthcare is going, only people that have money will be able to buy what they want. But, you know, interesting, we have a whole state now wanting to get the waiver, right? We know unions have been asking for waivers. Right. The unions that supported the healthcare bill and Obama are asking for waivers, right? But now we have a whole state. The whole state are going, you got to waive us. Just get us out of this whole issue. I mean, duh, did anybody look at the ramifications? No, of course not. They wanted to pass the bill. President Obama, after he got the Nobel Peace Prize for doing who knows what, says, I am going to do what President Clinton couldn't, pass health care. Okay, yeah, but can you at least read the 2,000-page bill? Can you figure out the economic ramifications and the health care ramifications, please? No. Pass it. Pelosi, pass it. Sibelius, you're going to run it, huh? Me? Who? Me? Why should I? I'm a political science major. You're director of health and human services. You do it. Should we get the surgeon general? Involved? No. Why do we need her involved? She's a doctor. No. We don't need the medical. Doctors are cocky. Doctors cost too much. Now, we don't need doctors' input. Should we maybe have nurses or pharmacists or chiropractors or dentists involved? No. Why do we need them? No. We got Pelosi to handle this. Don't worry about that. We got the trial lawyers. Don't worry. We got enough lawyers working on this. But should we maybe even ask some patients, you know, some people that are actually on Medicare? And no. We got Berwick involved. Berwick. But Berwick's a pediatrician. Has he ever taken care of a Medicare patient? No. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. All right. Okay, so now we have this mess. All right, and I've talked about this. I'm scared to death. I could joke about it. I could complain about it. We could bark about it on the radio week after week, which we do, and most conservative talk stations do. But I want to know what healthcare system is going to be around in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I'm getting a little scared. Right, I'm getting older. I need more and more things done. My patients need more and more things done. I'm getting a little scared. So thank God it's going up to the Supreme Court, but I'm not going to have the highest hopes. I'm not. All right. If they say, you know what, it's constitutional, they could tax everybody, I come up with plan B. And included in your plan is to figure out what the hell we're going to do from an employment standpoint. Because right now, any employer within the vicinity of 20 employees are cutting back to 19. Telling you that right now. I mean, if they haven't already. Plus, employers that are looking at new applicants, whether they have somebody with a family of five or a single person, I'm sure they're going to discriminate in favor of the single person, okay? This is not going to go well. So I guess just know where the unemployment office is, MapQuest it, Google it, and have it ready. All right. We got a lot more to talk about. Oh, my gosh, some really, really good stuff here. Really, really good stuff. The problem is I'm going to be going on breaks, and so I don't know what to start. I want to start something really, really meaty. Really meaty. All right, Pfizer. Pfizer is now trying to delay Lipitor from going generic. Remember, all right, most of my patients are on some sort of cholesterol medication. We've tried to move them to the statins to save them money, but Lipitor is finally going generic. And Lipitor is one of our favorites. Doctors have always loved Lipitor. It works so damn good. Well, reports are saying that Pfizer and pharmacy benefit companies are trying to work together to impede prescriptions for a generic version of Pfizer's Lipitor cholesterol drug. This is what the New York Times is reporting. What they're trying to say is, well, the generic version of Lipitor is going to be available December 1. All right, they're going to try to have all these incentives for people to still pay for brand name Lipitor. All right. Whereas, you know, they're going to try the large discounts, et cetera. They want to block the use of the generic versions and want more people still buying brand name. I tell you, it's a game. It is all a money game. Do I think there's a big difference between an Lipitor? Yes. One I can't pronounce, the other I can. Do I prefer Lipitor being used more frequently? Yes, because I can pronounce it. Absolutely. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success.
And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Here. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess why I'm just frustrated with the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, government, is I just feel like it's just a game. I feel like it's constant manipulation. Even like we talked about earlier with the Black Friday and Target opening early and Toys R Us opening earlier and there being this frenzy. And here's Sandusky saying, well, I'm not a pedophile. I just showered with boys. I mean, do you feel like everything is just one big lie. It's just manipulation after manipulation, and whoever can manipulate you more wins. You know, same thing with, you know, these court cases and these trials, you know, like O.J. Simpson, whoever manipulates the jury better wins. That's the way it is in a court of law. Whoever could manipulate the jury. And it's just one manipulation after, same thing with politicians. You manipulate the voters. Companies and department stores manipulate the shopper. Pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies manipulate the patient. It's all manipulation. And don't you just get tired of it? I can't stand it anymore. And I feel so powerless. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you doctors manipulate people too. Yeah, you try to get them to, you know, do order tests, etc. Oh, I don't benefit from the tests. I don't make money off these tests. When you go for your mammogram, I don't get a cut. I don't want a cut. Go get your mammogram. When you go get your colonoscopy, when you get your pap smears. By the way, most people don't realize the insurance company doesn't pay you extra for the pap smear. You're doing the pap smear for free. When you see the patient, you get paid for the office visit. But whether the patient is seeing you for something, you know, quick, like, oh, take a look at my ear, I got an ear infection, or when the patient wants something more full-blown, including a pap smear, you usually don't get paid more, unless, of course, it's a physical code. So I want you all to kind of get it out of your head, okay, you know, that doctors are making money the more you do. No, it doesn't happen. The only thing doctors are probably gaining is a little bit more liability protection when you go and get the test done. And honestly, that's very valuable in today's medical world. All right, you're having chronic headaches, and I'm seeing people, you know, get sued left and right for missing the brain tumor. Yes, I'm going to probably recommend a neurological evaluation or a head scan. Absolutely, if I think it's warranted and the headaches haven't been going away for months. I mean, it's all right, but taking doctors aside out of this, all right, I've talked to you all about how to approach your medical care. You guys are supposed to be the ones in charge. All right, don't come in looking at a commercial of a purple pill saying, hi, I want the purple pill, because that's what you guys are doing. All right, what you need to do is walk into your doctor and say, look, these are my honest to God symptoms. What I want is to not have heartburn anymore. I want to have a sex drive. I don't want to have my headaches anymore. But patients aren't doing that. They're coming in manipulated. They're coming in saying, I want this drug, right? Or they're coming in financially manipulated, saying, look, I've been paying this much for the insurance company. I'm now paying a copay. This is what I want, and I want you to do it because I'm paying you. All right, well, okay, true, you're paying me, but you're paying the insurance company. They're the ones getting most of the money. So it's not like I'm your slave or I'm your employee as a doctor. All right, you go to your doctor for medical advice. If you don't get the medical advice from that doctor, you leave that doctor. You have the power to leave. Now, from what I'm understanding, across the pond in Great Britain, it's a little more difficult. When you get assigned to a doctor, yes, you could leave, but it's a little more difficult. And some people with HMOs in America may have some of that difficulty trying to assign themselves a new doctor, but you still have that power. Use that power, okay? But I also don't want you going to a doctor who's going to look at your shopping list and fill up your shopping cart. No, all right? That's not what you go to a doctor for. You go to a doctor for advice. And if you don't think you're getting the advice, then yes, go to another doctor. But if you're going to a doctor because you want 100 Vicodin and you want it every week, no, you're going to be disappointed. And doctors aren't puppets. And as you have very well been versed on with the, you know, recent news, doctors are going to have to get tighter and tighter on certain medications they're giving because too many of you are overdosing on Soma, muscle relaxants, pain pills, etc., mixing alcohol with them. So, you know, are we as consumers getting what we want right now? No, I don't believe we are. The less free market that we're going to have with healthcare, the less choices we're going to have. Right now, yeah, we get to choose our health insurance. We get to choose. We get to choose between a $1,000 plan or a $1,500 plan. And it's going to get worse. I've talked about this. There's going to be a two-tier system. Going to be the Medicaid or a public option, and then an option that's going to be very, very costly. And, I don't know if there's going to be a middle-of-the-road option. I doubt it. I doubt it. Because if insurance companies are going to be demanded that they have to cover pre-existing conditions, they can't have insurance company caps, can't have caps on your benefits, they have to prove to the U.S. government that 80% of their premiums are going to medical costs. No. No, health insurance is on the rise. It has been and it will be. No, nothing's going to be fixed in that respect. So I say get off your butt and quit being manipulated. All right, we're about to go into one of the biggest election years I know I've ever witnessed. A lot of passion. And boy, is that pendulum swinging towards the right. And it is going to be a very, very interesting campaign. And it's going to be manipulation after manipulation after manipulation. I don't even want to turn on the TV. You know, I mean, when I went into radio, when I decided to go into radio 3 years ago, I thought I was just going to answer people's medical questions. Right? Answer your medical questions. You know, Dr. Dye, can I get herpes from a toilet seat? No, you can't. Next question. I thought I was going to do that. Easy. I answer medical questions all day long. I could sit right with my fruit punch. Although sugary drinks are bad for you, we'll talk about on today's show. They say at least two sugary drinks already start putting you at heart disease risk. But I got to tell you, that's not what's going to, you know, give me a heart attack. It's going to be all the stress from the politics. I never planned on talking about politics. I'm not a politician. I'm not a political science major. And I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to talk about medicine. Yet, one of the very first days I was on air, a caller asked me, what did I think about Obamacare? Right? And then the next caller, what do I think about health care? What do I think about health care reform? That's all everybody wanted to talk about. Right? And I know why, because they were scared. What's the use in talking about what are the latest stem cell treatments or heart failure treatments if health care isn't going to be around for you later to use it? You know, they came up with, in the news today, stem cell treatment for heart failure. They have been able to take people's healthy heart cells and use it as stem cell treatments in heart failure patients. They studied about 60 people, and they improved drastically. That is some phenomenal, amazing stuff, people. The way medicine is going is beyond our wildest imaginations what we could do. But that's also very expensive. So when I read this, I don't even want to get my hopes up. Because I doubt I'm going to have an insurance plan that's going to pay for that. I sincerely doubt. And I doubt there's going to be a real good cash discount because look at what's already happening with Pfizer. Pfizer's going to be losing a lot of money with Lipitor finally going generic. Now, I think Lipitor had its run. I mean, Lipitor came out when I was still in training, so we're talking at least over 10 years. Right? I mean, so they had a very good run with it. But they're scrambling. They're scrambling. Pfizer had made a lot of money when they came out with the Z-Pak, when they came out with Zyrtec, an allergy medication, and when they came out with Zoloft, and then they also had Lipitor. They made a heck of a lot of money. Okay? But we haven't had a lot of fancy schmancy drugs like that come out. So they are doing as well as they used to. I loved the Pfizer company because their drugs worked. I love Lipitor. I love it. My patients on Lipitor, I've not had one person, knock on wood, have a heart attack taking Lipitor, nor Crestor, nor most of those medicines for that matter. So I'm a huge fan. But look, now they're trying to delay the sales of the generic, all right? Everyone's trying to milk the last drops of dollars that they can. Because it's going to be pretty scary later. Am I playing a violin for them? No. I think healthcare is all screwed up because of a lot of reasons. And I've enumerated them. But look, all right. When we come back, I want to hit your medical questions and some of the medical highlights today on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just realized many of you were just holding it and not going to the bathroom yet until I talked about the story. All right, Kotex tampons have been recalled over bacterial contamination. All right. Dallas-based Kimberly Clark, this isn't a lady, this is a company, has issued a recall warning for specific, maybe it is a lady, has issued a recall warning for specific lots of Kotex tampons contaminated with the bacterium. Boy, that's a lot of teas that could cause vaginal infections and other health risks. So what a pity. The recall is limited to two specific lots of Kotex Natural Balance Security and unscented tampons regular absorbency. I'm in the clear. I use Supersize. All right, the company says... I know, I should be worried more about everybody else, not me. Listen, I'm selfish, okay? When I read these, I need to make sure I'm in the clear. All right, what kind of bacteria, you ask? It's called Enterobacter sakazaki. Mm-hmm. Enterobacter sakazaki that causes vaginal infections, urinary tract infections, pelvic inflammatory disease, and other health issues. All right. Now, they said both the 18 count and the 36 count. Again, I get my supersized Sam's Club multiple, probably 2,000 count. I'm good. All right. No reports of illness caused by. Sorry. This is serious stuff, people. Serious stuff. No reports of. Come on, we can't even talk about tampons without being serious. Yeah, no, they aren't talking toxic shock. All right, so that's good, because toxic shock, that can kill. I don't know how these got contaminated. I don't know what made them decide to look. Remember, they're not sterile. All right, you know, I was thinking when I heard this, you know, maybe I should boil the tampon up before I insert it. But if you boil it, you can hurt yourself. And then also, if you stick the tampon in water, it blows up, and then it won't be as absorbent. Now, I posted this on Facebook, and somebody said, well, why don't you stick it in alcohol? Well, that brings us to our next story, okay? You don't want to stick a tampon in alcohol. A lot of teenagers are already doing this. Did you guys hear about that? All right, it's called the vodka tampon, and boys are doing this too. You stick a tampon in alcohol, and don't get any ideas from this. This is what our kids are doing, and why you got to, you know, you got to know what the heck they're doing, all right? They stick a tampon in alcohol, and then they insert it into an orifice. Girls will insert it into their vagina. Guys will insert it into their rectum. And apparently, this has been going on for years. Okay, I have never had to extract one. We've never had an issue that I've seen in my practice, and I never saw this when I was working in the ER. I mean, I'm sure I might have known that this existed, but I've never seen a case. But apparently, this is pretty common. And a physician at Maricopa Medical Center, who was interviewed by the station, KPHO in Phoenix, Arizona, said the vodka tampons can cause mucosal irritation. You really don't want a drunk vagina. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, because it'll talk, right? You'll hear it making sounds. It'll freak you out. But guys are doing this. Guys are doing this because apparently the liquor is rapidly absorbed. They say a tampon can hold about one shot of vodka. Who tests this stuff? Who tested? Anyway, a tampon can hold about one shot of vodka. The liquor is rapidly absorbed to the system, and it gives people a faster buzz. All right? Now, they also say the kids don't get a gag reflex. Yeah, I don't write this. I don't write it. All right? So they say you don't throw up. All right? But you may spew out the tampon if you're a male. So, all right, so they say if a person doesn't pass out or lose consciousness, healthcare professionals need to look in those areas. Now, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you something. I mean, when I did trauma, that was something that always said you had to do your secondary survey. You know, after you do your primary survey, you know, doing your ABCs, making sure they're breathing and circulation, et cetera, you do the secondary survey and you look for foreign bodies in their vagina, rectum, et cetera. You have to. People stick stuff in there. I don't know why. I don't know why they do that, but I mean, for kids to not think this is odd, and are they doing it in front of their friends? Then you're also starting to wonder about some sexual abuse. Parents, where are you? And lock up the liquor. When I was growing up, we had a liquor cabinet. I could not get into that if my life depended on it. My parents had a liquor cabinet. Now, nobody has a liquor cabinet anymore. They decorate their house. The bar is a part of the house. When we built our house, because it was cheaper to build a house than to buy one, when my husband and I built the house and, you know, went to Home Depot and, you know, got a bunch of tiles and worked with contractors. I mean, it was a wonderful experience. Of course, the architect and everybody involved said, where do you want the bar? And I'm like, well, I really wasn't planning. I don't drink that much. I really don't need, you know, half of the living room or dining room being a bar. But then I realize it's cheaper to decorate the room if you have a bar. You get some lights. You throw some of the bottles. Like the Grey Goose bottle is an exquisite bottle. Now, when I was growing up, my mom had a china cabinet. Now we don't have china cabinets. I don't have any china. I sure as heck don't have a china cabinet, but we have a bar. And because the bar is a display case and it's for decor, it's not locked up. That's a problem. Because my kids could have access to the bar. Now, luckily, we still haven't decorated, so I really don't have alcohol along a wall. I don't have it yet. We don't. And my kids are still young enough, but, you know, when they're older and their friends are sleeping over, right, and if I go to sleep before they do, they'll have open access. I mean, you have to lock this stuff up. And I know some of you are going, well, my kid isn't that stupid. My kid's not going to shove a tampon up his butt. Really? Really? Okay, whose kids are these? Whose kids do you think these are? All right, let's kind of change orifices. Let's go to the mouth. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you joining us, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. By the way, I know you all love the show. I'm assuming you all do. And if you do, you're very psychologically healthy. But if you want my show on your local station in your city, because you're listening to me remotely or on XM or on Genesis Communications Network Live, all you have to do is tell your local station to add the Dr. Dahlia Show, and GCN will love it and make it happen. So don't forget to tell your radio stations. All right, so here we are. Regular teeth cleanings could cut heart attack risk. I've talked about this before. Nobody ever listens to me. I told you, if you brush your teeth, you cut your chance of getting a heart attack and stroke. Well, now there is a finding. Duh. I mean, where did they find this? Why don't they just listen to my show? It's going to be presented at the American Heart Association's annual meeting in Orlando, Florida. You don't go to Orlando for a heart meeting. You go to Orlando for Disney World, but, you know, doctors are pretty cerebral. All right, what they did is they followed 100,000 people with no history of heart problems or stroke for an average of 7 years. Researchers from Taiwan found those that had their teeth scraped and cleaned by a dentist or dental hygienist at least twice a year for 2 years had a 24% lower risk of heart attack and 13% lower risk for stroke compared to those who never went to the dentist or only went once in 2 years. All right, is that proof enough for you? You see, when I say it, I go to the dentist, it'll save your heart. They said it that way. Which way do you like better? Okay? What are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to me or you're going to listen to them? I don't care. Just listen. Go to the dentist. Get your teeth cleaned. Dr. Dahlia, is dentistry covered in Obamacare? No. Absolutely not. No. Like I said, we need to start budgeting for our own health care expenses. I am not going to expect the government to have this covered for us. Dental is not covered. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And we've talked about why poor teeth and gums cause heart risk. The stress, the bacteria, the plaque, and the inflammation. You don't want to be inflamed, right? Inflammation is not good. And when you have gum inflammation, it sends factors that could cause inflammation of the coronary arteries. It's very, very related. Remember, everything's related. Your mouth, your mind, you know, it's all related. So don't forget about it. But Dr. Dahlia, I can't afford to take care of my teeth. Got to think of something. Go to the dental school. Call the health department. Call your local dental school. Find out what they do, when they have specials, etc. But you've got to take care of your teeth. All right. There's going to be coming around the bend an injection that lowers cholesterol in preliminary trials. Looks like they have found that they could actually shoot you with a shot, right, to lower your LDL. Personally, eating a salad may help, a spinach salad, but some of you don't like the greens, so you'll take the shot. Well, we'll talk about this more in the next hour. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on the bus. We got more of a ride coming to you on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.